Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Wu-Tang!
The Wu-Tang DJ!
Steve Brown, baby.
Bomber drop! Damn you!
So let me paint this picture.
What's the answer to the tip-hop cancer? What's the answer to the tip-hop cancer? They go to Everett. It would never come back. Back.
So let me paint this picture.
So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. So hungry for real shit. It feels like I'm fasting.
So let me paint this picture.
Go to Everett. It would never come back.
Checking out Grant Body, repping for you hip hop show on the BDSIR network, the best show in Wild One Radio. Hit him one time, make it funky.
When they wipe they prints off the hammer, I'm really like that. I ain't just write this shit for the camera. I did in my city what Michael Vick did in Atlanta. Cash saved for insurance, them bad days was a forest. Still hood, wrote clips in the ashtrays of my foreign. In LA, R&B bitch drunk with her hands around me. The night Swiss introduced me to Nas at a Grammy party. When my strip introduced me to hard, I had grams around me. A star player never asked for the bar, they just playing around me. Niggas heard I took a shot, they was asking if I was good. I looked the shooter right in his eyes when that trigger got pulled, huh?
Murder music, murder music, murder music, murder music.
Yeah,
yeah, murder music, murder music, murder music.
Some come through the water, some come through the border. Some of them get caught, but that's depending on the porter. Old niggas hiding, young niggas sliding. I'm being the man, just protecting and providing. My only concern is if it cook right. My chain yellow, way the diamond set up, it make it look white. Kill you for nothing, cause they petty. Cutting the dog food with the fetty. They young, but they ready. No crowd, I get my applaud off the beats. I'm a boss, so I make sure all of us eat. Say a couple funerals will bring a war to a cease. And remember, it ain't no reward for the streets.
This is not normal. Dickie suits is how we dress formal. Where I'm riding his tracks like a porno. I then what's up then? I'm busting every controlled substance. I touched it, I know it's disgusting. I'm just stacking, call me El Guapo. And I bet you never had a brick from El Chapo. Tuesday, I just play the crib and make tacos. A lot of niggas frontin' like they nice, but they not though. Y'all smoke that up, now soak that up. They done pulled my coat, nigga, the goat got up. What's up?
Murder music, murder music, murder music, murder music. Yeah, murder music, murder music, murder music. Yeah, murder music, murder music, murder music. Yeah, murder music, murder music.
Yo,
murder
I only
music.
Got time to murder shit. I bang them while deafening both ears.
Uh-huh.
When I'm making niggas black and rip couches and throw chairs.
Uh-huh.
At times I be unleashing a wrath that most fear.
Uh-huh.
I don't discriminate. I even body close peers. See, I'm suggesting most you niggas should get to step into the rear.
Uh-huh.
And fuck with most you niggas are tough. I don't care.
Uh-uh.
If you don't weapon right, you shouldn't come around here.
Oh no.
Adjust my level up. Make sure a nigga down clear. They wanna stop and wanna steer.
They do.
They hate that I'm the best, and it's greatness in the flesh, and it's pointless to compare.
Uh-huh.
You need to grab this jewelry I write and save this shit on a server.
Uh-huh.
And type the way that I speak for moving space on a cursor. I'm not an advocate for violence, but push me, I'ma push it further. The script, hand on my hip, squeezing the grip a little firmer. These dumb niggas don't realize that it's better to be a learner. Stupid lip, when you don't, it's when you get the feeling of burner. Shut the fuck up, it's better to be watchers, listeners, and observers.
Cause if you not,
you fuck around, it's how niggas like you get murdered. Get murdered.
Murder music, murder music. Murder music, murder music. Yeah, murder music, murder music, murder music. Yeah, murder music, murder music, murder music. Yeah, murder music, murder music, murder music.
What murder, what case, the case, the case, the case, what murder.
This place shall become your grave!
And we're back. You're listening to WKING Radio. Got a new one here from King Fashawn and Sir Veterano. It's called Hear Ye. Enjoy.
I had five fiends before I had 500 fans. Had a purpose, but now I'm just devising a plan. I expose the wolf and I silence the lamb. This be the illest shit deriving from man. All my followers stands. I need my privacy when I was Japan. So high, where you guy of a land. Goodbye, Neverland. I feel like Michael with his mic in my hand. Don't make me grab the rifle and you right where you stand. I wrap circles round a cipher. I am Tyson Duran. Been nice with the hands. Democracy won. Tell Donald to scram. Kamala's my bitch, but Biden's not my man. While Bernie's still sitting quiet in the stands. All this money I acquired, I'm required to advance. You want smoke, want fire, we can dance. 100 bars to Veteranos, 100 grams. To the public, it's a metric ton. I don't need a metronome to get my message through a different cue. When I set the tone, now I'm right at they neck. Y'all should've left me alone. I've been good fella, I'm in my Pesci zone. Come through in a new blue, whatever. Watch you rat niggas just chew through cheddar. I can do what y'all do, but do it better. My mood is when the world is moving. Never. Fresno kingpin. The 89 was the kingpin. Pockets on crazy, your pockets on weekend. Might know a couple Cubans, but you ain't LinkedIn. Nah, get smacked with a glitz because you lie. I make it rain in the middle of July. Type of nigga, every stripper wanna try. Had a dream like King, it consisted of a pie. Different type of guy, from the west side. But I'm bigger in NY, went silly in the sky. Got busy in Philly, even wiggled through the shy. IMD, the only one that's infamous as I. Can't stop, won't stop. I flow whichever way the boat rocks and blow spots. You know Chapo cock, I'm low clock. Kaiser so soft, I'm aiming to own stock. Low, I'm not the young low on top. Ask a hater, they'll probably say it's Photoshop. Fedora with the feather and a photo drop. Ride till the wheels fall off, the Lolo stops. Peace.
peel off on you niggas. Gas brakes, bitch, bitch, it was off on you niggas. Cold hearted, yeah, frost with the thickest in my car. On the track, that's car, shoot a bill of words to God. I'm a sinner, up north they gon' send them. Rather summer or winter, kept the torch in my denim. You saw your hero metamorph to a villain. He was all for the children, now he's more about the millions. Floor plans from the doors to the ceiling. Fuck, buying out the bar, niggas bought out the building. All hell to kings, hard tales I sing. Drug lords, we need bigger scales to sling. Libra talking, as darker as the Liga Harkin. You feel the room shift when me and my diva walking. Crack the flow in half, for God, I know the math. Karma, I know the wrath, I'm mending a broken path. Stress to work, had to find some baking soda fast. Clocking green like Yoda off of Yola bags. This ain't Soldier Boy, more like Soldier Slim. Juvie and turf in the Noya with the soldier rags. How you want it? I can blow the Mac or I can blow the mag. Either way, it's over.
The
pack.
Number
fuck
one power mixer, the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition in the mix.
No cap, if you know me, probably sold you hash. Last one left on the corner, such a lonely ass. An asylum, a jungle amongst many things with a snake slither. And all the gorillas swing off trees, codeine and plenty heen, getting fettier. Hope the feds don't intervene. It's a beautifully ugly nation. Knee to the neck, we suffer from suffocation. Mouth to mouth, the whole world needs resuscitation. I need paper, all I gotta do, touch the pavement. Scribble scriptures out these sentences, something sacred. A couple words guaranteed to get your woman naked. I got a woman in the kitchen, I pull up her apron. I need a bad bitch, nothing basic. The kid been at Billy Goat for a while now. You can either get beheaded or bow down. I'm from a foul town, all you hear is bow bow. The silence after gunfire, that's the loudest sound. So we get off the deli, the 50 in the F. I bubble in the belly of the East. Hellbound, I never heard the reverend he preached. Jailbird felt like I never get released. Back to the casa, Mustafa, one half of the casa. I'm the baddest on the roster, I'm a savage, I'm a monster. Think it's rap beat till I show up at your concert. That's just how the dime works. This ain't politically correct, this is disrespect. I make you wanna disconnect from the internet. Bring a bulletproof vest, nigga, it's the West. This lifestyle will get you life, could get you death. The rhetoric is Razor Ramon Shark. Gang filled with piranhas while I feel like the Lone Shark. Flooded the block after building my own arc. I got the cream and went ghost like Tone Stark. Living lavishly, you have to be your majesty. You're trying to feel better when you make it out of tragedy. The last king, no one after me. Capital, bitch. What? All hell the king. I said all hell the king. Capital F, homie. Fuck y'all niggas.
2 minutes. I'll finish you in 2 minutes.
Hey yo, this is Don Pacino, the Puerto Rican terrorist, and I'm repping for you with my boy Grand Body P. You already know what it is. Let's do it.
Just like the Metro Jets in my city bus. Heat him up, since a young city buck. Been pretty plus sex in the city with pretty lady, yeah, pretty much. But all that pretty ain't really us. What's really up and what is trustworthy if you ain't worthy to really trust? This hook's to drop him, this uppercut is to lift him up. A pop and that's apparent, and I call his parents to pick him up. What's all this switching up, changing faces and nip tucks? You wanted all the juice, then you bitch up. This method I ain't changed since Big what? I'm more like Heavy D, Mr. Big Stuff. Before they had injections for big butts, some big clutch. Pocket full of Giannis, that's big bucks. No cap to these rappers, I'm big bruh. Been trying to fight the power like Big Chuck. I'm trying to tell these cowards they get touched for trying to rush shies like Chris Tuck.
What if Big made it back to NY from Cali? What if Martin and Malcolm linked up for a rally? What if Pot Smoke and his folk didn't drop the Addy? Well, I guess we'll never know.
Rocks the world.
I said what I said, and I said what I mean. F that, period, bed, look like a crime scene.
Too many red eye flights. I need some Visine. Your queen got a pro meth habit. I call her Rileen. She not a side thing like Coretta. She like king and king run the palace. I'm not a savage. That Viking striking woods in my backpack. I'm high king spiking these punches. Feel like I'm doing the right thing. This loving hip hop, but y'all just here for the fight scene. Ice queens, whatever. I charge them extra for ice cream. Bong, no Cheech and Chong, just a bong. A nice dream. My time mean money like Audemars and Breitling. You pay the cost, but don't even know what the price mean. Go harder for the limelight. Don't even know if the light green, red light beam. This ain't hard as it might seem, but it's harder than rappers trying to fit in them tight jeans.
Not flat. You give us 2 minutes, and we'll give you the world. The world. The world. The world.
This is your girl, Miss Chica, First Lady of Rock Boy Records, and you are now listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on BDSIR Networks, the best damn show on Wild One Radio. Grant the Body. What up, Grant?
You better treat me nice. You better buy me ice.
Cause I'm a messy girl.
I went off twice. I got a big cake, do you want a slice? So buy me Gucci, Balenciaga, Fourth Cause. Honey Gaza, haters say nada. Power, Magna Carta. You better treat me right, hold me tight. Head to toe, keep me dripping in ice. Yeah. Don't get bright, cause fuck up your night. Girls like me are hard to come by. If you don't like, then you just take flight. New height, sweet says it right. Gotta be my type, gotta get an invite. Gotta lick until I'm satisfied. I don't play with my rhyme, like I don't play with my time. I don't need a cosign, need a honey on the same line. So the riches we can combine, I release the dusty wine. As long as it's all mine, or you can catch me on the prime time. Recreate my shine, cause it's too defined. All the girls them look right, cash is on the rise. Back, you can say what you like, my nana's always skin tight. Rap like it looks you delight, if you want them till nine. I went off twice. I got a big cake, do you want a slice? So buy me Gucci, Balenciaga, Fourth Cause, Honey Gaza. Haters say nada. Power, Magna Carta.
Bad gal, I'm in a tech top. Summertime and I'm a pum pum shot. Sundress or a tight vest, me a up gal, no contest. If I bust it down, he gonna wanna take me out of town. Yeah, I want a man that can excite me. Or a sky that will look nice. Best know we better wife me. This pussy extra pricey. I'm bougie, them haters in the about to kick a gal Bruce Lee. If they didn't know, now they do, G. Better talk to me nice. Gucci Prada, when I worry about price. Add my champagne on ice. Yeah, bad gal, me not have to ask twice. Pretty, love my dark skin. They hate on me, but I'm laughing. Making hits now, I'm soon charting. Make it to West Street like the planting.
You better treat me nice. You better buy me ice.
Cause I'm a messy girl.
I went off twice. I got a big cake, do you want a slice? So buy me Gucci, Balenciaga, Fourth Cause. Honey Gaza, haters say nada. Power, Magna Carta.
My style top and I flow with ease. Jealous bitches, they're a bad disease. They call me Simmer cause I got the keys. Wanna rebad man that's making peas. What me not depend on no man. If him buy me once, now I can buy him twice. Pet man's vice and talk to me nice. Now watch the price, give me ice. Different levels, different vibes. Tell him say I'm on a different high. That means different flights, different bags. Different shoes, yeah I'm popping tags. Pussy tight, I'm a brothers. And a real bad man like Dada. Gaza, see-through, dress or see-through. Yeah. You want eat it, you better treat it. You better marry me if you want beat it. Don't fuck with many, stay brown like any. Stay hot like rubber, won't find no other. Tell them get don't bother, my things dear mother.
Yo,
my
things dear mother. You better treat me nice. You better buy me ice.
Cause I'm a messy girl.
I went off twice. I got a big cake, do you want a slice? So buy me Gucci, Balenciaga, Fourth Cause, Panigaza. Haters
say nada. Power, Magna Carta.
Be up, bitch!
I hear a girl the office got you pussy whipped. Why don't you reverse it? Don't be pussy whipped. Whip that pussy! Look. Bang, 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 bang.
Ass up, face down, ass up, face down, ass up.
Heard, I had my
moment right now. And we kicked it off with Snoop Dogg, Jada Kiss, Freddie the Butcher, and Busta Rhymes with the murder music, man. You know what I mean? Doing it big out there. Then we went on to Surfer Toronto and a man called Fashawn with the big tune. Hear ye, all hell down to the king, man. You know what I mean? Spend the knee right there. Then Method Man gave you his last 2 minutes of his time. You know what I mean? That's good. Best Lab 3, that soon come. Then we switched it up. Nova Sky, Simmer, UK Black Rolls, friend of the program, Tinker, nice. Then Benji tells you, face down, ass up. Get it nasty up in there. Get it nasty. You know if this is in APS Studios, Spock would look at me funny. Hey, yo, we just have to finish it off, though, back before the interview with Alter K. You know what I mean? One of my favorite tunes at the moment. Recognize Ali, the King's Club. That's how it's going, man. Watch this.
Put your fucking hands in the air. It's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Almighty Allah, forgive me what I'm about to do this cause. Bottle with shooters for the cause, and shooting all the balls. More than 100 rounds of stores, selling you the wall. Come on, make me let them off, cause running range
of balls. Stop! Bully talk!
There will be more fights to come. House Glover will stand behind House Stark, as we have for 1,000 years.
And I will stand behind Jon Snow.
The King in the North!
The King in the North!
When it rains, applause. Still the illest motherfucker, never by a father. Smiling, watching these mini-me's like a proud father. Catch a fade from wild barbers, need the noun taller. Gorilla praying on you suckers like the Our Father. The way I'm shining on these suckers, they think that it's voodoo. Buzzing out on Lulu, every joint I'm going cuckoo. Lulu, dirty but clean when I perform the voodoo. Ooh, I'll pierce you with the mighty spirit, Shaka Zulu. The queen stopped me in the beam of the love, my demeanor. Lama Gita, spin heater like the Nita. I'm from the field of gladiators with a grand arena. Gotta be ready to die when you step in the arena.
Tell those who are bound denying the truth that if they desist, all that is past shall be given to them. But if they revert to the wrongdoing, let them remember what happened to the like of them in the times gone by. And fight against them. There is no more oppression or worship than the heart of the Lord.
Niggas squeeze and take your life, annihilate the life. Best time, pray to mice. Stuck in the dark for so long, I had to chase the light. I'm divine, it's heavenly when I orchestrate rhymes. Line for line, I'm the baddest, I'm crushing they minds. Stuck on they rhyme, the goal is to terminate swine. The streets the killer, that's why my niggas walk with they knives. Like wild cats in the jungle on a hunt for a prey. Gnashing they teeth, beating the ground, the smell of an ape. Death on the way, send your best, baddest to pray. Killer savage, change your mind when it comes. We're playing by 5 knives and 15 choppers. Black hand grenades and blades kept safe in the locker. Claiming like Flocka, don't make me have to amateur roster. You act as a servo shot instead of an Oscar. Back,
slay those who ascribe divinity to art beside the law. Whenever you may come upon them and take them captive and besiege them and lie in wait for them at every conceivable place.
exclusive only from the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. BDSIR Network is the best damn show in World One Radio. We rock the spot on 20 and Woo World Radio. Can I get us? Woo! My name is Grant Body P, Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition at your service. We got a special guest in the building doing it big, man. You know what I mean? Yo, our guests are getting bigger, more worldly, and I love it. You know what I mean? From legends all the way to the up and comings, you know what I mean? To diamonds in the rough, legends. We do it all. We got to talk about it all, man. You know what I mean? And this guy, get to know him, man, if you don't know him already. This man coming out from South Africa, new EP, The Diary of the Sun. We're going to talk about it. Your mixtape that came out before that, 18. We're going to talk about it. Stand on your feet, put respect on a man's name. Control, alt, and delete every negativity out of your life, because we only do positivity over here. Alter K in the building. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, what's good, Sam? I'm good, bro. You?
You know what? I'm blessed. Welcome this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And I made it. And enough respect to you, man. Thank you for coming on the show, man. You know what I mean? And before we even get started, I'm gonna give a big shout out to the man Carr, DJ Cool Hand, because it all started with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool Hand,
I did an interview with Cool Hand a few months ago.
Right.
He's an OG, though. I learned a lot from him, you know, in a short amount of time, you know, so he's a very wise guy.
Oh, word? Okay.
Yeah.
Before we talk about your music and your career, how you got started and all of that, let's talk about Cool Hand. I don't usually do that, but we're going to talk about Cool Hand. So how did you and Cool Hand hook up? How did your music reach his ears?
I'm not sure about that. He can tell it better than me, but I heard about him, you know, from my manager. He was telling me about Cool Hand and how Cool Hand wants to do an interview with me, you know. So I was surprised at first, you know, because I didn't expect it. You know, as time went on, Cool Hand was like, yo, let's do an interview, and then we did it. That's how I ended up being on that, on his mixtape.
Wow, sounded like he must have heard your music.
He
heard your music and he was like, man, you're going on with things, you're right up his alley, you know what I mean, you can make it happen on his mixtape, mixtape kings and all that, you know what I mean? I think his latest one's out there right now, volume 19, volume 20 soon come. So man, he's been doing this for a while, man. Big up the Fleet DJs, man. Big up the Fleet DJs each and every time. Cool Hand, especially the man called DJ Crazy Ray as well. You know what I mean? Those guys, they've got their eyes and ears open, just like I am, for the new talent. Yeah. And for Cool Hand to bring him to me, to my attention, that's when you know what I mean?
Thanks to him, you know. I'm very grateful for what he did, though.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's very great of him to do that for me, you know.
Oh yeah, me and him. Yeah. Oh no doubt, man. Me and him, Cool Hand. Cool Hand's good peoples, man. He's good peoples. I'm so glad I got to hook up with him, man. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, that's a beautiful thing about the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition, man. You know what I mean? We connect and we network with DJs outside of the coalition, and we create great things, man. So you know, that's great right there, man. All right, so Alter K. I want to know why you call yourself that. Why you call yourself Alter K?
It's the versatility in music, you know, in the art, you know. The K is derived from my word. My real name is Kwazi, you know, it starts with K. So it's knowledge. So K. So the Alter is like the different stories. I'm telling the stories in different ways, you know, whether it's graphic designing, whether it's music or whatever, you know. So even dance too, you know, but I don't do that now, like a lot of times, you know. I barely do it right now, but I can.
What dance? You don't dance anymore?
Nah, I don't dance anymore. I don't know why, though. I wouldn't give you a specific... Maybe it's time, you know, because I'm still a learner, you know. I'm attending at University of Joburg. So, even with that, you know, I think it's time. It's timing. Always bad timing, though. Yeah, so...
Hopefully,
in the future, I'll get back to it.
I think you will. I think you will.
Yeah, wait.
Because...
It's part of me.
I have to. I think you will because you say you have to. I think you will for the simple reason. I know that it's not just music you deal with. What else you do? You deal with, Off the Grid, you told me that you deal with graphic design?
Yeah, graphic designing, and even, I'm a producer too.
Okay, so on these projects that you got out there now, did you produce all the beats?
Not alone, you know, some beats are produced by Pro V and some by Steba.
Right.
Steba SA. Yeah, it's just the three of us.
Okay. Good. You got some good stuff out there, man. Usually, and I'm not gonna lie to you, Autocam, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. When it comes to young artists, I do get a bit let's put it like this. I mean, you say Cool Hand's an OG. I'm a bit of an OG as well, right?
Yeah.
I'm, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? So when it comes to young artists, I know young artists, a lot of them go to what's doing it at the moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes I hear it and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But then there are guys out there, there are young guys that come out and their music is quality, and I'm like, wow, all right. And then that's when guys like you come to my radar, come to my attention. That's why Cool Hand brought you to me, because he knew that I would approve your music and stuff, you know what I mean? So,
thanks to you and thanks to him, I keep saying it. I'm very grateful. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
especially for a guy like me. I'm all the way from South Africa. So,
I mean, this is what it's about, man. World One Radio, the number one DJ worldwide station. You know what I mean? That means that we reach out to the whole world. You know what I mean? We reach out to all my peoples in South Africa. Stand up right now, man. This is your time. You get me? This is your time. You know what I mean? Showcasing a man called Alter K right now, man. So, tell us how you got started, you know, how you developed this talent and everything, man.
I think hip-hop has always been part of me. In fact, music has always been part of me. But then I was triggered when I was doing grade 8. That's when I was like, okay, I want to try this music thing and see where it will take me, you know, because I had so much love for it. And then from there, I started freestyling for my friends, telling them that the lyrics are not mine, you know, maybe the lyrics belong to, I would say the lyrics belong to rappers like AKA, you know, he's a rapper from here in South Africa, you know, or maybe Jay-Z or whoever, you know. But then they started to like, okay, I think one of them noticed in a way, you know, I don't know how, but I think he noticed. And then that's when I was like, okay, these are actually my rhymes, you know. And then they were like, oh, if you keep working on them, you know, you might get somewhere, you know. And I did the same thing, you know, with my cousin, who's a rapper too, but he's been rapping for like a very long time. He's a battle MC, you know. So I started sending tracks to him, so he was like, you get in there, you know. At first I was like, okay, maybe he's like fooling me. But
he's
the key, you know. So and I started like putting in work, you know, in my writing process and everything, you know. So since then it's been that, you know, been like that since then. So I quickly learned how to write, you know, through listening to music, obviously. Nobody has ever like sat with me down and taught me all these things, you know. I just part of me.
Yeah, man. So How old were you when you actually began rhyming like that?
I think I was 14, 15.
And then,
yeah,
it wasn't long after that that you dropped your first mixtape. Am I right in saying that
yeah.
that's your first mixtape and the thing called 18?
Nah, 18 was like my second mixtape, but I like to call it my first because that's where I was like, okay, I know where I'm heading right now. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I did do like a project before that, but it wasn't like a mature project, you know.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I started on 18, then that was my second project, you know, an EP with seven tracks. Oh, yeah, so we can speak about 18.
Yeah, man, let's speak about 18. It's like, am I right in saying this? Is it like a double meaning? Because I feel like, I could be wrong, I feel like you
yeah,
dropped
you
that project.
Though.
I feel like you dropped that project when you was 18 years old. But also,
yeah.
you called it 18 because you're talking about life, as you know, you're talking about life experiences as a teenager out there in South Africa.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, you got it, you know. I'm actually happy that you actually got it, you know.
Thank you.
That's what it's all about. No, it's about me rapping about my experiences, things that I go through, things that I see that happen in my environment or here or whatever, you know, that I feel like it needs to be said, you know. So I just pull my heart out or whatever on my pen, you know, and just, yeah, and deliver it like that.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, but 18 is more of like a picture. It's like breaking down what's on that cover art, you know. All those clues on the cover art are actually what I'm talking about on the project. So it's more of like a picture. You know, it's like a painting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, man.
And then after that.
Come on.
After that, it was Dogs of the Dead, Diary of the Sun.
That's interesting, man. I like that. That's what I love about artistry, you know. I like when you come with double meanings or triple meanings of the, you know,
yeah.
of why things have been, you know, why things are called that and stuff. You know what I mean? I really love that. That's cool, man. That's cool. So, 18 is out there right now on streaming services where you can stream music, right? So people here can check that out. And then we move on to the actual EP, which is Tinkar Diary of a Son.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those who don't know, because I don't know, I want you to break down what a son is. What is a son?
A son is, the son on that it has like three meanings.
Okay.
The sun, the first meaning being it's a homophone, you know, sun, there's sun as in like the sun.
Right.
And then there's sun me, like the air, you know, the air.
Right?
Yeah, I'm my father's only son.
Okay.
The sun and then the sun, S A R N, is a stepping stone. Like a pavement. Stepping stone or a pavement.
Right.
So that's why I was saying Daddy of the Sun. That sun has three meanings.
That's what I love. That's what I love. So the sun in the sky, the pavement,
yeah.
and you
yeah.
as the only son of... Okay.
Yeah.
So me and you've got quite a bit in common then, because I'm the only son as well. Do you have siblings? Do you have sisters?
Yeah, I do have young sisters. Yeah, two.
You're the eldest.
Yeah, I'm the eldest.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Just like me.
So yeah.
I'm the eldest.
Yeah.
I've got three sisters after me. So those three sisters that we have, they have to look up to me. They have to acknowledge me.
Yeah, you have to be like. That's like the pavement, you know, for them to, like...
Pave the way.
Yeah, you have to pave the way. Because you're the first one, you know. You have to take the responsibility.
So this, okay, so this diary then, yeah? This diary, so instead of, is it a diary where instead of writing it out in a book and put it underneath your bed, you put it out, in music form and put it out as a project, yeah?
Yeah, it's also cinematic.
Yes.
Like, it's cinematic. I said 18 was more of a painting. This one was cinematic, so...
Wow.
For example, on the first song, it's titled The Sun. So I'm breaking down the meaning of the sun.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about how it's rising, you know, in the morning, the sun, but at the same time, I'm talking about how I wake up in the morning and think about all these things, you know, that I have to do, you know, leading to me being like, my conscience hitting me like, oh, you're the first one, you have to do, you know. You have to be that guy, you know.
Yeah.
And the destruction. So I'm actually putting everything together. And then the second joint, titled The Movie. So that one is about going from waking up in the morning, being called by your homies, to moving with your homies around the town, you know, driving your parents' car. You know, imagining it, like, it was yours, you know. But at the same time, I'm talking about me being, like, on the way to success, you know. So I'm talking about that. So there's double meanings too. So and then on the third song, it's titled Low-Key High.
Oh yeah.
So Low-Key High is where I meet. It's where I arrive at the secret location where my friends are hanging out, you know, where we're having fun. But then the low-key high is like, okay, that's when I start feeling like a bit arrogant because of, you know, that rapper ego, you know?
Okay. I thought you, yeah, right.
That's when I get that ego after being feeling intoxicated. That's why it's low-key.
Okay.
Me feeling like, okay, low-key, I'm actually higher, you know, but then I'm high on me, you know.
So after that
it's the blues. That's like the song in the middle of the EP. That's like the climax, you know. It talks about me being kidnapped on my way back from the homies, on my way home. So I get kidnapped by this guy, you know. But I'm it's a story. I'm doing like a storytelling, so I'm speaking about that, but that being it's a metaphor for my happiness, or the normal me, you know, my normal self being like kidnapped by depression and all that, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a metaphor.
Yeah.
But I'm telling it like a story form, you know.
Mm.
And then from there, I get rescued by my girl and my friend, you know, from that place where I was kidnapped. You know. That's them being there for me when I was going through depression. And then following song, Being Ready to Love, that's where I tell my homie, like, okay, this is how I actually met my girlfriend, you know.
Right.
I'm telling him that this is how I met my girlfriend, this is what's going on between me and her, you know. And then on the last song, We Arrive, my friend walks me home and then goes back to his house, you know. That's when I'm like in I'm back to my senses, you know, when I'm home.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I messed up, you know, I have to, that's, I speak about all this, the process of arriving at home, you know, sitting alone at night, you know, thinking about these things, you know, that you have to do, and to me, sleeping again, that's when the sun is down. That's, the last song is titled Perfect Imperfect, in bracket, Cry for the Moon. The first song was The Sun. The last song is Cry for the Moon.
Right.
Yeah. So, even on that, I'm talking about about perfection. That the word perfection goes with imperfect, because I believe that nobody's perfect. You know, the only allowed thing is when we say perfect imperfection. That's the best way to put it.
Yes.
Because nobody's perfect.
Yes.
So I'm talking about that, that nothing is perfect. Nothing. And we can't run away from that.
Nah.
Perfect. Nobody is perfect. You know, so that's why I'm saying cry for the moon. To cry for the moon is an idiom for to ask for something that is nearly impossible to have or impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to perfect imperfection. That's why I broke those songs into like two instrumentals on one song. You know, I switched the beat to show that I'm now transitioning to a different, you know, perspective, which is cry for the moon, but linking it with perfect imperfection. But that is the sound.
I like how you've described that. So basically, it's almost like a diary. Is like you base it on one day. Period of one day of your life, from when the sun rise up until the moon come up.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a nice concept, and I never really saw it like that. But now you explained it, it makes a lot more sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I really like that, and I still want to delve into a few of those tracks more in detail, but not before we hit the scene, because now you've explained it. I think it's only right that at this time we hit the people off right now with a track of your choosing from that project, because that's what I like to do on Rep Review Hip Hop Show. I like to have my guests choose what tune they want played on the show for the people to hear worldwide. So what's that gonna be, Alter K?
You can play Moving, you know.
Moving, yeah. Moving's the one.
Yeah, Moving, and the blues, the story, and the blues, that's very important, you know, because that's like the climate.
Yeah.
Serving you up the beats, it's the Woo Worldwide DJ Coalition.
This your boy Crown. You listening to Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show on the BDSIR Network, the best damn show on Wild One Radio, with my boy Grant Body P. Word.
Look, we gon' drop and reach the top. We from Beach Town Town, Yabba my spot. And we gon' drop and reach the top. We from Beach Town Town, Yabba my spot. We're moving.
You can run your mouth, you can keep up on my pace. I see they claiming spots, this ain't no relay. This nigga's love is fake, I had to stick to my lane. 47 with the heat, breaking on fuss over this. And through the hater maneuver, grinding for years, let them know I'm a true one. My heart ain't driven by Mula. Image is that hallelujah. I know my time will come sooner. Kids look at me like I already blew up. On some stiff shit, nigga, move out. I used to think I'm a loser. I'm on the move with the gods. How they looking at us? I'm still looking with love. Someone I ruined the love. I'm on the move with the gods. See how they looking at us? I'm still looking with love. Someone I ruined the love.
Look, we gon' drop and reach the top. We from Big Town Town. Yabba Lemon. And we gon' drop and reach the top. We from Big Town Town. Yabba Lemon. We're moving.
These niggas afraid. I'll be with you, Jiffy. They wanna compete, G. We're running our own shit. The team is amazing. I move with a whole clique. And if we do not click, you can move on, G. I like to cost it. They say I'm a cold dude. My look is on ice cube. A nigga with attitude. A positive one. I feel like a dragon. I'm humble, I stay cool. If a nigga tries to act like Frieza, I would just go cool. I'm on the move with the guys. How they looking at us? I'm still looking with love. Someone I ruined the love. I'm on the move with the guys. See how they looking at us? I'm still looking with love. Someone I ruined the love.
Drop. Top. Town. Five. Drop. Top. Town.
moving.
Fast, last night I cut the light off my bedroom, hit the switch, was in the bed before the room was dark.
World One Radio, BDSIR Network, we rock the spot, R920, Woo Woo Radio, you see me? That's what we're gonna, yo, we just heard that tune right there, Moving. Alright, you know, I mean, taken from the EP, The Diary of a Son, by our special guest right now, Alter K. Control your destiny, alter your outcomes, and delete positivity. Control, alter, did I say positivity? No, negativity. Negativity, that's what I meant. Control, alter, delete negativity. You know what I mean? That's why we're doing it right now, man. Yo, Moving. Let's talk about that track right now. Let's talk about some of the tracks more in detail right now, man. You know what I mean? Let's start with Moving, the tune we just played.
That's the joint on Diary of the Sun. That's like the second joint where I meet up with my homie. So I'm trying to explain to the to young people how the process goes. That you gonna reach that stage where you wanna party. All you wanna do is just party, you know?
Yeah. Been there.
Yeah. And then after that man conscious is gonna hit you. You know, that you gotta get up and do something. Conscious is gonna hit you. You know, at some point, might not hit you this year, next year, but it's going to hit you. Especially if you were a guy, you know, and a firstborn. So you have to pave the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like telling the story for them to like. Even when they reach a point where they feel like, oh, they can't do nothing, you know, after going through that phase of, like, depression or whatever, you know. That's just for them to, like, have hope.
Yeah.
Something I'm giving them to, like, listen to and just have hope that, okay, I'm not going through it alone, you know. There's a bunch of other people going through stuff, you know, so.
Yeah.
I know that this stage, so I'm past this stage and reach this stage, and then from there it's gonna be that, you know. So I'm still gonna talk about more, you know, on my upcoming project, because I'm working on another one, but then I'm not going to release it anytime soon.
Okay.
Yeah man,
that's what's up, man. That's Moving right there off the EP, man. Right, that's nice right there. Now, on the actual title track, which is the first track of the album, right? There is something that really, some of the lyrics that actually caught my ears, right? And I want you to break that down for me a little bit. And so, in the song, you actually say this. You should watch out for the friends who don't clap when you got something. Act like they got your back when they only want it bloody.
Yeah.
They want what's on your hands, so they're always up to something. Trying to cop your plans. They don't want to see you popping.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, for real though, I understand that right there, man. So, on your journey in your career, did you identify those certain people that didn't really have your back, who don't really support you and probably wanted your downfall?
That's why,
and you're only, and how old are you? How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 20 years old.
You're 20 years old, and at this stage, you've already got people who want your downfall at 20 years old.
Yeah.
That's just
20 years old.
That's bad mind, man. That's bad mind.
But then I got used to it, because I've been living like that for like my whole life, because I've always been that type, you know. I don't know where people get it from, but they just tend to like do fake stuff, you know. But then my only friends for like one reason, you know, which is me being the type of person that I am, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I said it on the first joint, that you should watch out for those friends. Because remember, I said that I'm waking up in the morning and then my friend called me. So I'm seeing all of them, but then I know who's real and who's not.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm, So even you, when you get approached by a group of people, you know that, okay, that guy is like, you already know, but then you have to like keep it cool, because It's no bad blood, it's no. But then you just know where you, you just know your position in that person's life. So as they coming to me, I'm just, okay, I know. So,
wow, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible that happens. It's an everyday thing, you know what I mean? I mean, see right there, right? You're talking about certain people who don't really have your back, and they don't, you know what I mean? And they're in your backyard, but then you find out that your music has reached the UK.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're getting love from people out here in the UK and worldwide. You know what I mean? Supporting Alter K. I mean, streams on the Spotify and all that stuff. And people in your own backyard can't support good. It works with me as well, Alter K. Works with me as well. People in my own town, they don't care about Grand Body P. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yeah.
It's
almost like people set like a certain bar for you, but once you surpass that bar, they're like, oh, you're getting out of hand right now.
You exceeded their
expectations. You went above their expectations. So they're like, oh, they never expected it to go there. So they stop supporting you. That builds like hate in their heart, you know, because they feel like they should be having the same attention as you or whatever. So from there it just goes like to having a disloyal friend and, you know, those people who act like they got your back.
Or rather they want to keep you at a certain level.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? They're not elevating to where you at. If they're elevated to where you at, it's all love. But if they're down here and you're up there, it's like, nah, man.
But they don't get it that even if I'm actually heading that direction and their things are not moving like mine, you know, that does not mean they're not winning, because we are one thing, you know, so we're fighting the same battle. So even if I make it first, I'm gonna open the doors for you too. I feel like that's how it's supposed to be. You know, so maybe I could have helped some of them, you know, in a positive way if they kept it real.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That's the thing with people.
Man, that's a wild thing right there, man. That's a wild thing. And you know what I love about that track as well? I really like the fact that he used a Rush Hour sample.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan. You know what I mean?
Jackie Chan is like one of my favorite actors, if not my favorite. Because I like how he fights. He doesn't kill. He just fights.
Yeah.
He defends himself. You know, so yeah, I feel like I'm that type of person who just does things when my back is against the wall, you know. If I have to, then I'll have to. Then I'll do it, you know. But then if I'm like, okay, then I might just move. You know, that's why I said I'm moving. If a nigga tries to electrize, I would just go cool. You know? Either I'm going to protect what's mine. Like how Goku did his thing on Dragon Ball Z. He was fighting against Frieza, who was a villain, who was trying to hurt the people that Goku loved.
Yeah.
Loved, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So he didn't want to start a thing with Frieza, but he did what he had to do, you know, in order for him, like, fight for what he loved, you know. So that's kind of like, that's how, I feel like that's how Jackie Chan is, because Jackie Chan is not that killing type of person. I've never seen a movie where Jackie Chan killed a person.
Jackie Chan, he's more of a guy who likes to humiliate rather than kill.
Yeah.
He likes to humiliate people. He likes to hit people with pans. He likes to ride on his bike and hit people with doors and things like that.
Does
all the stunts himself, you know what I mean? Because they can't do the stunts. That kind of thing. That lyric, what you used, was really, you know what I mean? It was really good. It made a lot of sense as well. It made a lot of sense, you know.
And speaking about that, on that thing, you know, on that Rush Hour thing that I picked,
Yeah.
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker are heading to a car, you know, a drop top.
Yeah.
So that's how I edit it on. That's why I edit it on Moving, because Moving is about me and my niggas moving around the town.
Right.
In a car, thing that we are in the drop top, you know. So that's why I put that, and it actually made sense by me putting it there, because yeah, even Chris Tucker, when he first met Jackie, he was like, you're full of shit, you know.
Yeah.
So Jackie was like, he likes to let people talk, you know. It makes it easier for him to realize how full of shit, for them to realize how full of shit they are.
Play the fool, yeah, play the fool.
Yeah, he was just, you know, letting it flow. You know, I think you always win when you let things flow and not, and realize, and know that you're bigger than a certain situation. You know, because people, you know, have different egos out there, so you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah, that's the first Rush Hour film. Yeah, that's the first Rush Hour film right there, man. So now you've identified yourself as a bit of a Jackie Chan fan and everything, right? So, Can I make the assumption that you've seen all three Rush Hour films?
Yeah.
Man, all right then. Let's see if me and you are on the same wavelength, because I've come to realize that we've got a bit in common in terms of, you know, siblings and talents,
yeah,
and things of that nature. Let's talk Rush Hour, let's have some fun. Okay, so which is your favorite scene out of all three films? Let's do it, man. Which is your favorite scene out of all three films?
Yeah, I think I like the one that I put on, because I relate with more, the one I put on.
Yeah.
The song, you know. Yeah, I relate with it. I think that's why I really like it. And the way Chris Tucker is dancing on that car, you know, they're just letting things flow, you know. That's how friends be when they first meet, you know. And then you end up realizing that that person means a lot to you, you know, at the end of the day. But then, in the journey, you fight like siblings, too, you know. But then at the end, you realize that it's all love. You're just fighting the same battle, you know. Of which I know that my haters will come around someday and be like, okay. We get what you're doing.
Well, and that's what they do. That's what they do.
No, for sure.
That's what they do. You know what I mean? Especially, you know, was you bullied when you were younger?
Nah, I wasn't really bullied, but then I've experienced racism in a way. Only once though. I experienced it once.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
All right, then let's talk about it.
School, you know. I went to like an Indian school, you know. There were only 7 black people there.
Wow.
There were only 7 black people, and in my class, I was the only black person. You know, so there were like white people, Indians, you know, out, and then there's me, that black guy, you know. So I was sitting at the back. One day, some people walked in, you know, and they were like, we're looking for people who have unemployed parents, who are homeless, who are struggling.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
You know, so they were talking that, you know, so everybody in the class started looking back at me, so I was like,
oh my days.
You know, so they expected me to say that none of my parents is employed or whatever, just because I'm black, you know, and so from there it just went to like me telling them that, yo, those people asked them, are your parents working? And I was like, yeah, they both work and they both teachers, you know. So good. And so they were shocked, you know. So some few individuals started standing up, you know. So but I was sitting down. I think they were shocked, but some were like, they were not sure about what's going on, so because everybody started looking back at me, so they were like, oh, what's happening? You know, some were like, oh, it was that poverty thing that made them, because I'm black, I think. Even in the soccer team, it was like that. So I never really played, you know, in the soccer team, because they were always putting me on the bench. I was like the only black guy there. So that's when I was like, you know what, because I really like soccer and I know very well that I can play it. So I used to play it very well. I knew that, you know. So before this rapping thing, I was really, really talking. So when I got there, things changed because of that, what I just talked about. And then I just told my parents that, yo, I'm not going back to that school. I cannot, you know, even the environment started being like a trap almost, you know, like a cage, you know, because there's that thing. I can even fight back to those guys, because when I fight back, they're going to be like, oh, what are you doing, you know? So I just need to leave before things get out of control. So I left, you know, came back home. And I've never experienced the racism since then. It's been cool.
Yeah, it's safe to say you've been, you know, you've been blessed, that, you know, I mean, we've all been through it, Mum. You know what I mean? We've all come through some sort of racism and prejudice and all that stuff. You know what I mean? It's almost like we kind of expect it now. You know what I mean? You kind of expect it now. And, you know, and those assumptions and all of that. Like, you know, I mean, I get it to this day, man. You know what I mean? I get it to this day because, you know, I'm 6'3", right? A black man, 6'3", and they're always asking me, oh, you're so tall. Oh, how tall are you? Oh, are you good at basketball? Like, and okay. I can't play basketball. I'm rubbish at it. To be honest, I wish I was actually generally good at basketball. I really do. You know what I mean? I love to play it. I'm just rubbish at it. I haven't played basketball in years. I haven't played basketball since the school days, man.
I was very huge on spot, though. Yeah, I was very huge on spot. Before, like, all this, I was very, like... I have, like, trophies here at home, you know. Of the stuff that I've won back then, you know, when I was an athlete. So I was heavy.
Okay.
Spot.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I wish that was me in some ways, man. I'm generally rubbish at sports. You know what I mean?
We all blessed in a way, though. Everybody has, like, what they're good at, you know. So, it's not yours. There's something else that you're good at, you know. So.
Yeah, that's it. And this is what I'm good at right here, man. This right here, what I'm good at. You know what I mean? And talking to guys like you, man. Talking to guys like you, how you put your music together, you know what I mean, your idols, your influences and all of that, your stories. Shout out to the man called Perp100 on the Instagram. You're his idol. So, you know what I mean? Hey.
Yeah.
Big ups. Big ups to him, man. I mean,
That's actually one of those young rappers, you know, that is willing to learn, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That does not have pride, who's willing to learn stuff, you know, so shout out to him, you know. I've been seeing him. He's a very huge fan of mine, so I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's what's up. Yeah, man. Why? You're listening to the BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World One Radio. We rock the spot, R920 and Woo World Radio with I&I. Acknowledge me. Grant Body P. You know what I mean? And we got the man called Alter K in the building right now. His album, or his EP rather, The Diary of the Sun, is out there right now. You can stream it on all streaming platforms, wherever you can stream music. You know what I mean? It's a nice project, man. You want to check it out. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm loving this right now, man. And I've been coming to the tail end of this interview. But I do want to ask you about another track on the album.
Yeah.
And
okay.
For me, it fascinates me because, as you say, you're only 20, right? And
yeah.
I'm going to say this. You've experienced a lot more in 20 years than I have in my lifetime. I will not lie to you.
Right?
I will not lie to you.
Yeah.
Right. You've got a tune called So Much Love. Right. What inspired you to write that, man? You've got some experiences right there, man. What's up with that one?
Yeah. Yeah, it's about a chick that I met in high school. Which I'm still with right now, you know. It's about a chick that I made in high school.
Oh, bless you.
Expressing my love. Yeah, I was just expressing my love for her. In a poetic way. I had to do it. You know, I had
to. You had to do it. And you're still with her now.
I grew up on music like that too, so I had to, you know, because I listen to different genres. I do listen to, if it's a good song, I listen to good music, you know. Whether it's R&B, whether it's bounce music, whether it's pop, whether it's hip-hop, rap, or trap, you know, reggae,
yeah,
Afrobeat, I'm a piano, you know, you name all of them. If it's a great song.
It's good to check for it all, man. It's good to check for it all. I mean, my show, we don't really go into trap music and that because my audiences are a bit older. But at the same time, I like to let my older audiences know that, yo, we can't be stuck in one place because there's guys like you coming out. You see what I'm saying? And and even better, we have, you know, people my age now. We got sons, daughters, nephews, nieces who check for your music. So we get to hear your music through our children. You know what I mean? So we have to pay attention. We got to pay attention. We can't be stuck in one place. You know what I mean? So that's beautiful right there, man. But to know that your lady is still with you, up to this point, and she supports you. What was she like? How did you feel when she found out that you made this song for her? Like,
she was surprised at first because she didn't expect it, you know. Because it was like we were like a few months in, so I was like, let me just express my love through the song, you know. She was shocked.
Wow.
He doesn't like listening to it when I'm around because it hits a certain spot. So she still hasn't like I don't know how to put it. I'm looking for a better way to put it. But then she's looking like, well, she's still trying to like go. She's going through that process of having someone to write or something like that. You know? So,
oh wow.
She has never experienced it before, so I think the rappers should have songs like that.
Oh yeah, definitely, man, definitely.
Yeah, I think they should.
Definitely. You know me, when an artist got a song out there dedicated to their partner, and their partner knows it's about them. You know what I mean? It's gotta be a feeling and a half, man. It's gotta be a feeling. Wow.
Yeah. Can't fake it.
Wow, that's what's up, man. See, that's why I'm still waiting for Ashanti to write a song about me.
That's cool. I can mention you on.
No, not you, Ashanti. I'm on about Ashanti.
Oh, you are Ashanti.
Yes. Joke, I'm running, man. Joke, I'm running. Nah, man, big up yourself, though, man.
It's great music, though.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah, I did listen to her music at the point.
Definitely, man. Definitely. That's why they put her on Verses and everything, man. They put her on Verses against Keisha Cole, I believe it was. Ashanti versus Keisha Cole. Yeah, man. That, that was one of my.
I was really young back then. I was very young. So I just knew Ashanti. You know, I knew Keisha Cole, but then I was like, okay. I like Ashanti's music because she made music with Ja Rule too, so Ja Rule was a rapper, so he was like the bridge.
Yes.
That's how
I have to be. That's how she came out. Ja Rule introduced the world to Ashanti, and that was it, man. You know what I mean? Now she's just running with it right now, man. To the point where I dare say Ashanti is possibly bigger than Ja Rule at the moment. I dare say. You know what I mean? It's come to that point now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, Jar's done his thing, man.
Yeah, Jar was for, like, back then. Now he's, like, relaxing.
Well, yeah.
Because he made all those classics, you know. It's good for him.
When he did the verses with Fat Joe, I think he reminded the world how good he really was. You know what I mean? Because, you know, ever since, like, when he got into it with 50 Cent, it was like his career went in tatters, and then, like, everyone pretty much forgot about him.
Because 50 was, like, the new kid on the block, right? Because everybody was just...
Yeah.
50 crushed him.
Yeah.
He that's what he said.
Yeah, man, no doubt. Final question before we close this out, man. This has been really great, Alter K. And I noticed this in your social media, so let's just have some more fun here. You wrote at one point, well, you retweeted it rather, that the most beautiful thing about Party is that we really got Beyonce, Andre 3000 and J. Cole over Kanye West production. Yeah. Are you a bit of a Kanye fan in terms of music?
I am a Kanye fan.
Nice.
Just a fan too, you know. In fact, everybody on that body of work, but I am a Kanye West fan.
Nice. Me and you both. In terms of music, in terms of production, in terms of, for me, especially his earlier stuff in the 2000s, his first 3 to 5 albums, I was like, yeah, Kanye is that dude, you know what I mean? To that, I ask you this, you know what I mean? I ask you this, what Kanye beat that's out there right now that you wished you was on?
Jesus Lord and Off the Grid. Those two joints, I wish I was on those two joints, because they very solid. Two different sounds.
Jesus Lord, is that the new one from Donda?
It's from Donda, both of them are from Donda.
Wow, you know what? I never expected you to come with that one. That's the one with the Lux, and I'm sure the Lux.
Yeah.
That.
And J Electronica.
Yeah. Oh my days. You know what? You surprised me with that one. I expected you to say Through the Wire. I expected you to say All Falls Down. I expected you to say Jesus Walks. You know what I mean? You said...
I'm off, like, yeah, that's College Dropout. My favorite is my beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, man. That's one of Kanye's most successful albums as well. Yeah, the Twisted Fantasy album. I think...
There are joints like Runaway. There are joints like So Appalled, Monster.
Woo! You know what? I need to You know what? One of the days, I need to revisit that album, because I haven't heard that album in years. You know what I mean? I haven't heard that album in years, man. So, but for you to say that Jesus Lord, that J Electronica and the Lux, and I've got to agree with you there. Yeah. That tune. You see now, I know people. You know, Donda's had their mixed reviews, and even I'm like, Donda's like. Kind of thing, but like that's one of the highlights from that album right there from Donda. Jesus Lord is amazing, man. Amazing.
It's a very amazing song. That's one song that I was like, I connected with it the moment I heard it.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna do for you, Alter K. You know what I mean? Just for you at the end of this show. We need to play that tune, I think. I believe we need to run that tune again, man. Jesus Lord, because I haven't heard that I haven't heard that song in a while, though. Still, but that's one of the big tunes that came out this year. Definitely, man. Definitely. You know what I mean? People could say what they want about Donda, but you cannot deny that. That, to me, says that Kanye has still got it musically. He's still got it. When Kanye can really go in with it, that's the one right there, and, man.
Yeah. Not many people can go up against him when he puts out, when he puts his all, you know, in a project.
Yeah.
Same with Drake, same with Kendrick. You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Drake, I can't really speak for Drake too tough, but Kendrick, yes. Kendrick, matter of fact, Kendrick is overdue. Kendrick is overdue to bless us right now. He's been a bit too quiet.
I think it's a fame thing. Maybe he's going through a phase.
Kendrick's biding his time. He's biding his time. Kendrick, you know what? You know when you're Kendrick and you're Jay-Z's, when they're a bit too quiet, it usually means they're working on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I see it, man.
The mystique.
Yes.
That's what Nas said on King's Disease. It's okay to keep the mystique.
Yeah. King's Disease, the second one. King's Disease 2.
Yeah,
two.
The second one.
Woo!
Yeah.
King's Disease 2, he came through that one, man. He came through that one.
Yeah.
The King's Disease 2 was so good, I had to revisit the first one because the first one I was a bit shaky on it.
Yeah.
But I think hearing number 2 made me revisit number 1 and really made me appreciate number 1 even more. So, I think that's what happened there, man. Big ups to Nas, man. You know what I mean? Nas is... And I wouldn't be surprised if a number 3 comes out, say, next year or the year after. Don't be surprised. I could see a King's Disease 3 coming.
Yeah.
That's just me.
That guy since the Magic days. Being that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man. Yo, have you got any last shout-outs? And also let people know where they can find you on the social media as we got to, as we got to close this out.
I gotta say shout out to both of my producers, FIBA and Pro-V, you know, to the person that I work on art with, who is Yaya, to every person that I've collaborated with, you know, just everybody. And those who are chasing their dreams, just keep going. That's what I have for them. I'm @K_SA on social media.
Yes.
On all platforms. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
True indeed, man. Yo, Repping For You Hip Hop Show, the best damn show in World One Radio. Rerocks the spot. R920. Ru World Radio. You just heard the interview with Alter K from out of South Africa. Diary of the Sun is out there right now. Go check it out, man. That's what's up, man. Hey, let's close it out before we continue on with the show, man. One more tune of your choosing. We're going to close the whole show out with Kanye West, Jesus Lord. But another track from your choosing, from your project. We heard Moving. What we're going to hear, what we're going to let the people hear now?
The blues.
The blues.
Yeah, the story, yeah. The fourth track, I think. Yeah, the fourth track on the EP.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. The Diary of the Sun. Control your destiny. Alter your outcomes. Delete negativity. That's how it's going, man. Control, alt, delete. We are out. Salute, Alter K. Salute. Now stay on the line, real quick, stay on the line.
What up? It's the Chief, y'all. Chief Song. You are now getting down with Grant Body P on the best damn show on Wild One Radio, Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show. Yeah.
AP
prayer forth. In the morning chill with my homies and thought I should go home and not because I was bored. I needed to rest, so I left him alone. As I was walking, saw a nigga staring at me. Passed him quick, didn't even bother to greet. Thinking to myself, why is he staring at me? As I was walking, felt like someone's right behind me. Looked behind, saw that nigga rushing to me. At that point, I realized I had to switch up the speed. Quickly got home and thought I outsmarted him. Took a nap, then I woke up around 6. PM, checked the DM, had to go see my G's. It was getting dark and I was still in the seat. Out of nowhere, a nigga popped up and he tried to grab me sleeping, so I ran off the street. Found myself somewhere dark, hiding from him. Realized I lost my phone, was looking for it. But I was trying hard for him not to see me. Unexpectedly, the nigga held me and shit. Out of shock, I passed out and woke up in this. That place where no one could hear me and he had my hands and legs, taped my mouth and then he pulled out a heater while he was smoking some weed. My mouth taped, so I couldn't even speak. My heart was racing, I looked at him and could see his red eyes filled with anger, ready to kill. My phone rang, he picked it up and I had my cheeks. Voice like, where you at? He told me, tell her you're weak. Your friend somewhere and you currently cannot speak. Pulled the tape off my mouth, allowed me to speak. I lied and told my cheek, I'm somewhere out with the G's. He whispered us all and dropped the call quickly. Months went by, all I did was cry, couldn't think. One day he pushed in, asked me a couple of things. Like, where your hope at, where you hiding your gifts. I told him everything I knew and he quickly dipped. Mistakenly left my phone on the ground, I could see. I quickly thought of something when I saw that she ring. Rolled myself towards it and I got on my knees. My hands were tied behind me, so I turned around quick. Used my finger to reach it and fortunately I answered it, had my chick's voice and said, please help me. She said, where you at? I told her I'm cheap. Never quickly go to my home and you see a man wearing all black, he's planning to steal. You gotta go and check and make sure he doesn't see you following him, cause he might take you with him. She called hours later and told me she can see him. He got it back with him, I don't know what he's in need. I told her, caught the bus and followed the G with him. My battery died, I settled it down patiently. The G walked in and he was planning to kill. Meanwhile I was sitting down planning to dip. I heard weird sounds outside, it's a shit. He left his gun somewhere, he was about to leave. My people came through, hit his head with something. Knocked him out, he hit the ground, my girl running quick. And time he clashed, she gave me hugs, I gave her a kiss. I looked about and he was like, I got him, let's dip. We tied him up and set the place on fire quickly. Ran away while he bent inside the spot to ashes.
Serious, it's a god! Any man not giving a fart, man not shooting him, boo!
Yo, big shout out to the man called Alter K. New EP, Diary of the Song, is out there right now wherever you can stream music. You see me? Right, we're gonna keep the party going on the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show. The best damn show in World War Radio, Rerocks the Spot, I920, and World War Radio with your boy, Bad Bunny P, World War Y DJ Coronation. We got more big tunes for you. Watch this! Hey! Watch this!
Okay, listen, babe, just go inside. I'm sure your parents have been worried about you. We'll speak on the phone. Shop.
Eli, Alt.
How is it?
You see that guy right there?
Yeah, what's up?
He likes your chick.
Yeah, I know the story, bro. I know the story. She did tell me about him, you know, the whole story. In fact, let me tell you what she told me.
It's the best damn show with the essence for you.
Uh-huh.
With Grand Body P, only D, repping for you. On the Wild One Radio, yeah, every time. Tuesdays, tune in 7 till 9. Yeah. Repping for you, repping for you. Repping for you. Repping for you, yeah. Heck yeah!
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's
let's not get that fucked up.
Tank DJ.
Who would've thought 2020 the whole earth would go viral? That's dangerous, the man behind this mask is homicidal. So now ain't the time to play tough guys. Slugs fly, revolvers, you'll never find Prince wherever doves cry. Joel was really in them streets? Oh, was I? We poured privilege out when my plug died. We used to cut the dog food with horse strength. Had the fiends leaning in a store blank, wigging like the warden off of Shawshank. Crack rocking black top, stink chick in the alley giving mad top. Used to call a duty like black ops. Territorial, want my tutorial on that block? Wouldn't drop your laptop on the floor, cause my Mac popped. And that was just the cans, I got hands too, let's slap box. They call me Lil Quick in that sandbox. Case the newer fans wanted to drop on me, I just gave y'all a backdrop. Now fast forward, boy, being that black drop. Speed demon, I'm being flea, head to feet fleeing. This machine is European. Got all the bells and whistles like it's refereeing. Find me in green rooms, peeing semen in a model's mouth. Pouring bottles out like we hood grieving. Don't walk around like there's an S on your chest, cause I'll protest to your best, so you get less and less breath. I ain't trying to promote violence, I suggest you step. You act too fly, you'll die quick and be fresh to death. You give respect, you get respect. You disrespect and I'll eject the text. Hear the second word in a triumph verse from Inspector Deck.
Form atomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery, flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me.
Run the track!
Head and neck, you'll never resurrect. And I ain't got no shooters, my nigga, I cut myself to check. Love is love, when it's real, nothing else to say. But who, what, when, and when, yeah, I'm on my way. Only thing I'm contemplating is chop or fifth. Head shot or drop like everybody out that bitch. Love is love, when it's real, nothing else to say. But who, what, when, and when, I'm on my way. Only thing I'm contemplating is chop or fifth. Head shot or drop like everybody out that bitch.
Glock loaded, I'm watching niggas from far away. We met before, but I still be like, who the fuck are they? Trust issues, I done been through a lot as a kid. Clap niggas had to think about what I done did. New niggas, y'all can never be on the same page. No TikTok, I made cassettes around the same age. Writing graffiti on a wall in the same cage. Two parents, but one of them was hooked on that beige. Double XL or sauce, trying to get mics. Now these niggas are filming body, trying to get lights. Huffy, intense speeds, we was Willie and bikes. Shorty could ball like a dude, she was fucking with dice. Multi-platinum, my career been hit after hit. By myself or with the locks on some Benjamin shit. In the hood, you used to see a nigga every day. Now I'm trying to avoid that shit in like every way. These niggas younger than me and they got heavy gray. She was dope in high school, now what the fuck she weigh? D-Block, she glooch, I'm just shooting the breeze. One call and I'm there for Joel Ortiz.
Love is love, when it's real, nothing else to say. But who, what, when, and when, yeah, I'm on my way. Only thing I'm contemplating is chop or fifth. Head shot or drop like everybody out that bitch. Love is love, when it's real, nothing else to say. But who, what, when, and when, I'm on my way. Only thing I'm contemplating is chop or fifth. Head shot or drop like everybody out this bitch.
It is a warrior's honor to die in combat.
Yes.
Remember, you must fight for the glory of our school. Never surrender.
Hanjo Masamune, bitches.
Say it now.
Monday was far from a fun day. I was feeling demotivated on Monday. Happy visions of ripping on the runway. But I had to stand my ground, cause scupper off the runway.
Oh no! It is a warrior's honor to die in combat.
Yes.
Remember, you must fight for the glory of our school. Never surrender.
Hanjo Masamune, bitches.
Say it now.
Monday was far from a fun day. I was feeling demotivated on Monday. Having visions of ripping on the runway. Well, I had to stand my ground, cause scupper off the runway. Second of the week, let's always bang for 32 days. For precise in the cop. Call it Samurai Tuesday. Round with me, you can have a nice Tuesday. You best protect your neck. I'm a pupil from the root age. Dangerous like 5G, spreading on the tube train. My recognition is late, but I'll be great. Call me 2 Chainz. Everybody's gotta eat, so I'm adding to the food chain. Magical passion with different fashions, it's new age. One of the masters, I give classes to your senseis. Teachings are timeless, I can schoolman on a Wednesday. Schoolman on a Thursday, there's no limit to the work rate. And it's never happened overnight, I was like this in the first place.
Serving you up the beat, it's the Wu Worldwide DJ Coalition.
Keep sleeping on me with your sedatives until I make sushi rolls. I'm your relative, Asian samurai mode. I'ma start beheading shit, call me Kai Shikunin. My sword has got a special tip, Kill Bill sword. Can't be a vengeanist, I'm extra sick, no mix to a statue. Got the extra whip, some say it's pure evil. I'm not expecting it, cause I use mine to rid of demons like an exorcist. I say you best resist, I get some empty slits. And Sam could leave you in 10 pieces like some extra meat. This is that special type of steel. Best for ending kings, queens, princes, princesses, everything. This is that special type of steel. Best for folding in many different ways to show some honor when you're holding it. When it's in your hands, you have to take control of it. Some eye of the beholder shit, you've got to put the soul in it.
Choosing a Karima.
Viva Shikugan! Alla os pessoal daí!
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2. What's going on, people? This is Sickness, that's S-I-C apostrophe N-I-S. And you are now in tune to the Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show with Grant Buddy P and the only D. Get into it.
Yo, I went to Verses with the person. Her attitude bad, but shorty perfect. Got a fat ass and let her work it. I mean like back, forth it. Listen, and watch it just slide. I'm just trying to get in and out of your thighs. You can meet me in my TP. We be knocking re-read till I'm ski-ski in the...
I'll cut him off if I need to. Cause I know sometimes that I need you. It's been a black if I need to. There's only one thing that got me feeling this way. I want that whole thing back. I want that feeling that I'm missing.
Representing for Reppin' For You Hip Hop Show with Grab Body P and Omidy. That roll.
simple. Oh, it's such a road clean, that simple. I guess I know man, that simple. Boy, it's up my hips, I'm that simple. That simple. Hey!
Tell him, tell my love will never die. Where do we go? A long and winding road. The louder they roar, the harder that they fall.
Stop! What is up?
All I gotta do is call.
Yo, we used to bubble in the winter.
bulletproof. Benz, even the Skelly was bulletproof. Triple fat gooses, clips longer than umbilicals. Four Chris yellow coupes, rocket launchers are pushing living room through the roof. Sex, money, murder, the name of the dust. Your mother comes serving her, she buy all my stuff. Jury sculpted out boats from Gilligan's Island. Heavy chains, 100 G's a week, that's a piece of allowance. Godfather clocks hang over the Scarface mural. Gold fronts, mug shots, Venezuelan coke. Wrong glocks, never penny pitch, my ones addicted to zeros. Changed my face, gained a limp, tricked the Federal Bureau. The National Guards, they played ejection Hungarian scars. Holding them M16s, looking for stars. Hip-hop's holiest, gunning soloists. Sun unloading clips, the remedy, you're left in sudden loneliness. My condolences, I'm from the era where they told you run your polo shit. It's safe to keep Largo where the ocean is. Couple Dobermans, reconnect, blow a fuse quick. Put you in a news clip, new whip, cause they're the woo shit. Yeah, so listen while I'm speaking. True shit, I make money while I'm sleeping. I see that everything's been realized, life's tragic. False prophecy, there's no amount of money or magic. Royal straight flush and four of a kind. Poker faces, all in, throw the chips down while stakes climb. I move quick, they barely saw it. Never hurt no one that don't deserve it. Never rob no one that can't afford it. The hidden gems of the jewels I drop, the music stop. Cool mill with the Ruger hot, blew the spot.
Don't you know?
This is the street life right here in the pulpit, where niggas hustle all night. Goons be shooting shit, keep your family in the house, lock the doors at night. Every hood where I come from, the war's a light. This is the street life right here in the pulpit, where niggas hustle all night. Goons be shooting shit, keep your family in the house, lock the doors at night. Every hood where I come from, the war's a light.
What up, humans? This is FYI, transmitting live to you and yours from mid-city LA to the UK. And when I'm in the city, I'm listening to the homie Grant Body P on the one and only Reppin' For You hip-hop show. This ain't a podcast, this a broadcast. You dig?
Tell me if you know someone that needs you. We've been through a lot of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus. We've been seeing a lot of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus. Been through a lot of things. Tell me if you know someone that needs. Sitting by myself, I'm just thinking about all I've been through. I wish I was dreaming. Man, it's hard to be an angel when you're surrounded by demons. I watch so many people leave, I see them change by the season. That's mama's seasoning, God got you. The devil's watching, he's just peeking in. I know I made a promise that I'd never let the reaper in. But lately I've been losing all my deepest friends. And lately I've been swimming on the deepest end. It's just drugs, it ain't no hugs, it ain't no love there. You've been down so much you don't even know what's upstairs. Suicidal thoughts got you wondering what's up there. And why they introduce a party, they say it's up there. Too many pills, so much potion, so much pain, too many emotions. And everything that you do good, it's go unnoticed. Did they tell you that you're good and just stay focused? Mama, you was the life of the party. That's where you brought life to the party. When you lost your life, it took the life out the party. That woman rode with me like a Harley. Visions of my cousin in the cell really scarred me. Moving to the hood was like signing up for the army. Cause they been killing just watching Barney. You want dreams to come true, but I had nightmares. Cause if that come to life, then I might not be right here. Been in the dark so long, don't know what the light here. But I'm just reaching for the stars like Buzz Lightyear. And now I'm light years ahead of those nightmares. I deaded those night tears when the night clears. And if I talk to Christ, can I bring my mother back to life? And if I die tonight, will I see her in the afterlife? But back to reality, where everything is a tragedy. You better have a strategy, or you could be a statistic. Little boy dies, he just wanted a mystic. And mama steady crying, cause she really the victim. Now she's getting high, and she's getting addicted. And an older boy just stuck with the picture, painted vivid. That's a family portrait, and a daughter just absorbed it. 16, pregnant, baby daddy said she should abort it, but we can't afford. So she decides to move forward. Baby shower time, father didn't show up.
Now she just feeling nauseous like she finna throw up. The water flows down her legs, yeah, it's finna go up. A year then went by, her daughter just turned one. And she still depending on her mom. Big brother in the streets, he went and bought him a gun. He want revenge cause the pain feeling numb. And her mom still doing drugs cause that's the only time she feel love. Is it real love? Do the scars really heal love? From all the pain that been built up, but they don't feel us. A week then flew by, big bro riding, then he sees the guys. Left his little brother on the side, bleeding from the side. He's seeing red, it's like it's bleeding through his eyes. To see him dead, the only thing that'll help the grieving up inside. He even let him get their last meal. He done with the streets after this, this is last kill. He gotta show him that it's that real. He ran up on him with the pipe like, stand still. You took my brother life, you made my mother cry. Tell me one reason I shouldn't send you up to Christ. He said, go ahead, take my life, I seen everything but Christ. Then big bro just blacked out and all you seen was the light. Here I sit. Tell me if you know someone that needs.
In the name of the true and living God, the beneficent, the merciful. Thank you for bringing me up the rough side of the mountain like earth through. Every knee bowed and every tongue confessed and paid homage to the monk who visit Rothschild like the loneliest dear Panonica. It's J-Elect Entendronica coming through your monitor. Back from the great Nyanza, the son of man and the son of Donda. I never rode the Jix or the R6 or the Honda, but I flew my Ducati through North America like Wakanda. Earthquakes will strike this nation for what Bush did to Rwanda, what the Clintons did to Haiti and Downing Street did to Ghana. It's a land, they call me Terremoto, El Negro Loco. I shake the tectonic plates of the game if I lay one vocal. The God is interstellar while you fellas remain local. My bars is like the pyramid temples of Paco Bolger. As sure as the DOJ confirmed Ezekiel's will, I can change the world like I cool with two pieces of steel. My sword on my microphone, I swore to the Christ stone. But when you great, they wanna tell you took a L, Jose Castile. I'm in the fight here for what seemed like light years. A rugged cross and thorny crown squeeze out Christ tears. 30 pieces of silver clout, my P.F. Price here. It's a war outside, it's a war outside. It's like the last days of Sodom and Gomorrah outside.
BDSIR Network, the best damn show in World on Radio. Reruns for R920, World on Radio. Sponsored by Got the Juice. Who got the juice now? You just heard another classic. Sounds of Joel Ortiz, Evan Monk, Nefertiti Arvani, Coffee, Remedy featuring Capadonna, Ghostface Killer and Karma in the Machine, and finally finishing it up with Kanye West with Jesus Lord featuring J Electronica, man. Yo, my name's Big Grandpa, the P-Worldwide DJ Coalition. Yo, get ready for the next classic. We are approaching the 10th anniversary of Ripping for You. What's this? Salute. Let me go get my big piece of chicken now.
What up, yay? This is Larry Hope Jr. First and foremost, I want to thank you for taking the fight for my father to the Oval Office. You might not have been the only one that could have did that, but you were the one that did do that. And with your assistance, we can continue to let the world take part in this fight. You know, to me, it kind of feels like me, my mother, my brothers, and my kids have all been incarcerated through this journey. And we haven't even been to jail. We've been looked at and treated as criminals for being a part of this family. My father's truth and the reality that he raised me in is that he wants to make a change in this community, because the conditions in this capitalist society is what made him and is what made the children of the day. After 25 years of being locked down 23-1, my father has not called any shots from one of the most secure and segregated prisons in the world, and will not, once released, call any shots for the gates of the cycle. If my father's intentions were to lead us to death, destruction, and to the hell that he has had to live in for the past 26 years, man, he would be dead to me. I didn't sign up for that. I didn't stay on this journey this long for that. All my life, man, I've been waiting for my father to come home. They told me when I graduate 8th grade, he'll be home. Then they told me, when I graduate from high school, he'll be home. I went away to Morris Brown. I graduated and he still ain't home. Now I'm an adult and my daughter went away to college and graduated. He's still not home. Now even more than that, my son, he graduated 8th grade and we still waiting. Matter of fact, he hasn't hugged, kissed, or touched any of his grandchildren, and they haven't been able to touch their grandfather. Even though it is not seen that way for some of us, but for many of us, Larry Hoover is the beacon of hope for his community who deserves to breathe free air. Free my father. That's the Larry Hoover Senior.